Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kere yeboshande yerebosata yana mashande. Yende satakariande yereboshande yara. Soto koriande yana mashande yerebosate. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, Father God. We love you on this day, Lord. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're great. You're magnificent, Lord. Father God, we so need you. We are so in love with you, Lord. Father God, you're great. You're marvelous, Lord. You're so wonderful. And it's such a privilege, Father God, to be considered your children, Father God. Father God, you created us, Father God. You created us with purpose, Father God. And we just want to thank you, Father God. We just want to acknowledge you and let you know, Father God, that we are so mindful of all that you've done for us, Lord. Father God, we know that we are blessed, Lord. And we just thank you for just being God and for being on the throne, Lord. Father God, we talk to you from our very heart. Father God, we talk to you, Father God. Even when we can't speak from our heart, you know our heart, Father God. You know our thoughts, Father God. And on this time, Father God, on this day, Father God, we just want to confess, Father God. We want to confess with our lips, confess with our hearts what we believe, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for allowing us to be able to confess, Father God, your word, to confess, to come in agreement with what you say in your word, Father God. Because your word says confession is made unto salvation, Father God. And that we are to hold fast to the confession of our faith, Father God. Father God, for that we're just so thankful, Father God. Psalms 32:3. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being a forgiving God. We thank you, Father God, that our sins, Father God, once we've accepted Jesus, that our sin has been forgiven, Father God. That's a confession, Father God, that we hold, Father God, dear, and we know that it's true, and we'll believe it, Father God. We'll confess it until Jesus returns, your son, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Father God, 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father God. 1 John 1:9, Father God. What a merciful God, what a wonderful God that would just upon our confession, Father God, would just cleanse us, Father God, that you're so faithful, you see it fit to just cleanse us, Father God, of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Proverbs 28:13. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Proverbs 28:13, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you allow us to just confess and renounce, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that in this we find mercy, Father God, because you're a merciful God, Father God. You're a God of mercy and grace, Father God. And your grace is sufficient for us, Lord. And we just want to thank you for that and acknowledge you for that, Lord. We just love you and honor you for that, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Kere yebosataya namashande yerebosataya. Yerebosande. What an awesome privilege it is that we can confess. Not only to you, Father God, but to one another, Father. We thank you for allowing us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us, Lord, to be able to come one to another, Father God. because there are many members, Father God, but there's one body in Christ, one faith, one baptism, Father. And we just want to thank you that you allow us, Father God, to be able to confess our faults one to another and know that we're not going to be judged, but we're going to that restoration and healing is at hand, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, that when we pray, Father God, because we are the righteousness of God, Lord, that our prayers make a difference, that our prayers avail much, Father God. We thank you for your promise. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, and love you. Matthew 10, 32, 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Father God, who would not confess you? You're great, you're wonderful, you're all that we need. You are everything that we need. You are the one that where our help comes from, Lord. Our help comes from you, Father God. Who can be ashamed of you? Who can know you and experience you and taste and see that you're good and just not be able to confess you before men? Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. 2 Timothy 2:19. Wow, that's just awesome, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, that you know who we are. You know without a doubt that we belong to you. Father God, we are yours, Father. And no devil in hell can pluck us out of your hands, Father, because we belong to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. Romans 10, 9, 10. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, 9, 10. That's all we have to do. Confess. Confess with our mouth. Confess the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts. We have to just confess. And with our heart we believe unto righteousness. And with our mouth we confess. Confession is made unto salvation. Confession is made into healing and deliverance. Confession is made. For you say in your word, Father God, it's not what comes in a man, but what comes out of a man that defiles him. Philippians 2:9-11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. Yes, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why don't you just confess him right now? Confess him right now, because you will confess. You will confess if you don't do it now, if you don't live for him now. It won't help you after he comes. When he comes back, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We just love you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for confession. We thank you, Father God, for being on the throne. We thank you and we acknowledge you for who you are. We thank you that you are omnipresent, that you are here with us, Father God. We thank you that you're going to have your way. And we submit to you. We submit to your plan. We submit to your word. We submit to your authority. We submit, Father God. We submit and we present ourselves to you, Father God, with every being, everything that we are. In Jesus' name we do, Lord. 1 John 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Yes, Lord, you dwell. You dwell, you dwell, you dwell. Yes, Father God. You in us and we in you, Father God. And we just want to thank you for that, for allowing us that to know without a doubt, Father God, that we are not alone. We will never be alone. We belong to you, Father God. And you have made your abode in us, Father God. Father God, the Holy Spirit and Jesus living in us. That's our confession, and we're going to hold you to our confession, because it's your word, and we're going to stand on your word and your promises that are yes and amen, Father God. We serve an awesome God. God, you're great. You're wonderful, God. We love you, Father. We thank you, Father God. If we boast in anything, Father God, we boast in you. We boast on the Lord, Father God. We boast on the Lord, because apart from you, Father, we are nothing. We are nothing, absolutely nothing, Father God. It's because of you. Yes, it's all because of you that we live and we breathe and we even have our being, Father. 1 John 4:1-3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth that not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now, already, is it in the world. 1 John 4:1-3. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the anointing that's in this place. We thank you, Father God, for every ear that is hearing, Father God. We just right now, we release right now into the atmosphere, Father God, a spermatic word to just affect those that are listening right now. Those that are hearing this confession, Father God, what your word says about confession, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for our confession. We're going to hold fast to it, Lord Jesus. And here is our confession, Father God. Here is our confession. Father God, our confession unto you. This is what we believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. The Holy Bible is my sword and weapon of choice. God, I believe everything that you say in your word to be true. Your promises are yes and amen. Your Holy Spirit is our comforter, protector, and friend. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I know that I am not my own. I belong to you, God, and was bought with a price. Aside from you, God, there is no other. God, you are my all in all. You are my shield, my strength, and my confidence. I thank you, God, for the cross. I thank you, God, for the blood that was shed by your Son, Jesus. I believe and know that I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that the enemy is defeated by the words of my testimony. I trust you, God, with my life. You truly are the ruler and the lover of my soul. I will seek ye first above all and above everything. You are the air that I breathe. You are my heartbeat. I need you every day, Lord. God, you know me, and yet you love me unconditionally. And when I mess up, Lord, you forgive me. Thank you for forgiving me. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I declare and decree, based on your promises, that my entire household will be saved in Jesus' name. Use me, Father, for your honor and glory. I live for you. I know that you abide in me, and I abide in you. You will never leave me nor forsake me. I am sanctified, set apart, and blessed in every area of my life. What you have for me, Lord, will come to pass. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am not a quitter. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Satan, you're defeated. I am victorious. I will apply all that I am and all that you have created me to be, and trust you for the miraculous. You alone are worthy of all the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name. God, I will not waver in my faith, make excuses, nor look back. For I am justified by Christ. Jesus, yes, Jesus is coming back for me. I will walk in your humility. I will walk in your love and love unconditionally. I will not partake of evil, and I will overtake evil with good. I will walk in the light as you are in the light. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for choosing me to serve you. And thank you for loving me in spite of my imperfections. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, which is sufficient for me. I desire to please you, God, in all that I do. Continue to teach me your ways and help me to serve you with my heart as you cleanse it, purify it, and perfect it in the name of Jesus. This confession is made before God and is sealed in the heavenlies in the priceless and precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just love you, Lord. We thank you. That's our confession of our faith, Lord. That's what we believe. That's what we stand on. We thank you, Lord. Ain't no devil in hell can come up against our confession because we hold fast to it. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that your promises are yes and amen, and that we confess, Father God, and come in agreement with your word for our lives, Father. We come in agreement, Father God. Confession is not just confessing your sins and repenting about your sins. Confession is coming into the agreement with the word of God. That's why we have to hold fast to it. And we know that God's promises are yes and amen. So we want to make sure that we constantly remind ourselves and confess and say those things, Father God, that you say in your word. We want to come in agreement with your word. We want to come in agreement with you, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for the opportunity, for allowing us the privilege to be able to do this, Father God, because we truly know. Yes, we truly know, Father God. Yes, Lord, we know, Father God, that you are a promise keeper, Father God. You are a promise keeper, Father, and we just thank you. And we know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. We know that, Father. So we speak our confession, and we speak life. We speak agreement. We line our lives up with your word, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Father God. We thank you. In Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessing on my storehouses. He has opened his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalms 91. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, infections, or any other disease cannot enter my body. I am without spot or blemish. An intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalms 122, verse 6 through 9. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this confession. We thank you for our confession of our faith, Father God. We thank you, Father God, That as we speak, Father God, the angels are dispatched, carrying out every promise, making true our very confession that lines up with your word, Father God. And Father God, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, Father God, that everyone that has heard this confession is affected, Father God, is affected by the confession, Father God, and that this too, Father God, can be their confession, Father God, that they can come in agreement with your word, Father God, and be blessed by it, Father God. Be blessed, Father God, in their coming in and in their going out, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we release your divine will, Father God, to be done, Father God, in each and every one of their lives, Father God. Yes, I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you wherever you are, listening to this confession, listening to this prayer. And my prayer for you today is that you walk in God's divine will for your life, that you fulfill the call of God on your life, that you walk in your destiny. How can you do this? God says in his word that you've been called. Many are called, but few are chosen. If you know you've been called, seek God. For he says, if you seek him, you shall find him. If you knock, the doors will be opened for you. Seek God, seek truth. I promise you, if you do, God will not fail you, for he wants to be found of you. We just love you, and we just want to thank you. We thank you for just listening and for allowing us to speak into your life. God loves you. Jesus is Lord. Make him ruler of your life. Let him be Lord of your life. Father God, we just want to thank you. Thank you. We give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.